heading into his senior year. He is a Pittsburgh Concert Society 2018 winner, and his name is Jacob Uhazy. That was absolutely beautiful, and I'll let you share the name of what you just played.
Yes, that was Chopin's famous Minute Waltz in D flat major.
And you looked, Jacob, just full of joy as you were playing, you're nodding your head. How long have you played, and tell me just about your relationship with the piano.
Yeah, I have played piano since I was actually around three or four years old. So I'm 16 now. So it's been a while, and I've started out with classical music, but I love all styles, jazz, modern music, but Chopin is definitely one of my favorite classical composers of all time.
When did you figure out that you're passionate about playing music and particularly the piano?
I think that it kind of it just grows over time, you know. I don't think that it's something that I have figured out one day. It's just it's something that you develop a love for the more that you continue to experience it every day.
It's a good observation. So it's not a sudden, you know, this is my instrument.
Yeah.
It just is something that before you know it, it's ingrained into what you do. What other things do you like to do in addition to piano?
Well, I'm a student at Hopewell High School, like you said, so I do a lot of honors and AP classes, so I spend a lot of time studying, but I play piano. I do like community service type of things as a member of the National Honor Society. I am our school's NHS president this year, actually. Helping around the community like that.
Well, that's great. I know you have at least one brother because he's out there.
Yes.
Who is that?
That's my brother, Luke. I have a little sister, Claire, also, and my two parents.
Excellent. And I know it's just coming into your senior year, but have you thought about what you might want to do after graduating?
Yes, I've actually thought a lot about that. I'm actually looking to go into science for medical sort of maybe like biology and chemistry with a pre-med concentration for undergrad, and then maybe becoming like a surgeon or a doctor or a researcher in the future. But I also want to definitely continue a music performance while I'm in college.
That's great. I don't know if you read the news about NYU yesterday. They are not going to charge tuition for medical school, not undergraduate, but medical school.
That'll definitely help a ton of people.
Yeah, it sure will. And given how hard you end up working you study, that would be the case too. Now, with the Pittsburgh Concert Society, in terms of helping, the Pittsburgh Concert Society, this has to have been a really wonderful honor, and just to have this recognition. Have you auditioned before this year, or was this your first?
Well, I have started auditioning for competitions in the past maybe 2 to 3 years, but I would say that the Pittsburgh Concert Society was the first really major honor that I got to experience, and I was extremely glad that I never thought in the beginning that I would be here and make it to the, I guess, the end stages of the Concert Society. It's been great.
Yeah, they're so supportive. And I also meant to ask you if there's a teacher you would like to acknowledge, or anybody, well, certainly anybody associated mm-hmm. with your playing, but anybody at all.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely like to thank the Pittsburgh Concert Society for letting me experience so many of these opportunities. And I'd like to thank my private piano teacher, Miss Donna Amato. And I would also like to thank Eric DeFade and Drew Fennell. They are two people that I've gotten to experience various jazz and classical ensembles with. And they've just been really supportive and helpful.
I don't generally ask the question I'm about to ask you, but I'm just curious. Are there any jazz pianists that you really admire or like?
Not specifically jazz pianists, but I just like the genre so much in general that I just like to listen to all types of jazz, like no matter who they are. I just love it.
Yeah, I'm glad you seem extremely well-rounded. And this is our last chance to talk, so I want to be sure. Is there anything else you wanted to mention that I may not have asked you?
Well, I mean, I just like to say to all the people out there, music is amazing. If you don't play an instrument, it's never too late to start. Listen to music. Go listen to music somewhere, experience it. Thanks to my parents for basically being my drill sergeants and and allowing me to succeed so much.
What would you like to play next?
The piece that I am actually playing next is a rag by William Balcom. It is called The Graceful Ghost Rag.
Jacob Uhazy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Representing the Pittsburgh Concert Society, and of course, representing yourself as a talented person. Here he is again. Beautifully done. And thank you. I hope we'll hear from you again. That's Jacob U. Hazy from the Pittsburgh Concert Society and Hopewell High School.